We have a lot of students who have parents that are aging, who get sick, or can't work any longer. I talked to a student last semester who dropped out of college because her father got laid off. And she could get a part-time job. He couldn't because he was a skilled laborer and there were no jobs for him. So she had to drop out to help their family survive the economic downfall. So there are lots of reasons why students drop out, not just because they want to quit and go play for a while. That's usually the least reason they drop out. Mm-hmm. Well, and they have a great love and care for family. And one of the things that I know in talking to students here is that they will put their families first above their education or anything else when push comes to shove. And that's something in this state we should be proud of. They are very interested in doing service work for the community. Many of them already do. And they will take their Saturdays that they have off and go out and paint houses or plant trees or do whatever's needed to help folks in their neighborhoods and their communities. So they're very civic oriented. In fact, they remind me a lot, if you do the generational studies, of our grandparents. They're very much committed. Many of them are in the armed services now, just like our grandparents and parents were. And they have a commitment to country and to neighborhood and really making a difference in the place where they live.